another outside the box, thinking about solutions. Ha! Today's topic is courting agreements. These days, it seems that when a government has a problem with another government or quasi-governmental group, they just send a missile or troops, not a negotiator. This is obvious in the Palestinian-Hamas-Israeli conflict and Ukraine-Russia, but also the U.S. versus the Houthis in Yemen, the territorial dispute between Venezuela and Guyana, Iran versus Pakistan and Iran versus Iraq, the civil war in Sudan, the Congo, Burma and its refugee populations, yada, 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 and plenty of other long-term international conflicts. But the conflicts continue, and often they get worse, not better. When humans get attacked, they're more likely to attack back, not just cease what they're doing, even if it's bad behavior. Millions suffer, mostly disconnected from the conflict, dead or wounded, displaced, or traumatized. Many are killed, children, women, and men, who are not even supportive of what their government is doing. But if so-called gunboat diplomacy doesn't work, and it rarely does, we need another option. Is there some kind of international law that many or even all countries, as well as rebel groups, would respect and follow in a conflict situation? Would an international body designated as a conflict resolver actually be able to step in, get the conflicting parties to stop their fighting, and bring them to the negotiating table? The idea of and need for some kind of international law that can address these problems through designated negotiators and a court of justice system, rather than tanks and bombs, is growing. Nice idea, you might say, but not realistic, especially for larger or more militarized countries. Why would they give up what they believe is an advantage in resolving a conflict in their favor? Of course, even if international law were ignored by more militarized nations, it could prevent some conflicts by smaller countries before they broke out into war or some other tragic situation. The application of international law might enable some kind of nonviolent intervention that could preserve and protect human rights and maintain collective security rather than endangering the public. There are such courts now, but only rarely used to address conflicts. The International Court of Justice, ICJ, is an arm of the United Nations. Somewhat surprisingly, Israel participated in an ICJ proceeding brought by South Africa, accusing the Israeli government of genocide against Palestinians in Gaza. A final solution in the case will not come quickly, nor is it clear that the Israelis would abide by a decision for them to stop massive killing of Palestinians. But the court decision has brought attention to the situation, at least, and pressure to bear on the Israeli government to stop the killing. There are other courts, such as the International Criminal Court, which usually brings to trial individuals accused of crimes against humanity and genocide. There is the Administrative Tribunal of the International Labor Organization, also part of the UN, created to protect the rights of workers worldwide. There are also courts that address cases related to the law of the sea and the protection of the oceans, to the World Trade Organization, and for intellectual property. Of course, negotiated settlements are the best option, but countries or groups in conflict may not be willing to participate in that process. Courts, while not always the speediest or fairest system for resolving international conflicts, might stop tragedies before they start or before impacting thousands or even millions. Had they been used by the Israeli government instead of a military invasion and deadly bombings, to charge, detain, and try members of Hamas, the current horrific mass killings in Gaza might have been avoided. Had Palestinians in Gaza used the court to challenge the blockade of their land or its seizure by the Israeli government in 1967, maybe the oppressive relationship between the two groups might be better today. Do you think a series of international conflict-resolving courts, maybe through the United Nations or outside of it, might effectively resolve many of these conflicts? I'm Larry Danziger, hoping to have countries use their legal institutions much more often.